Hello, and all days, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4, tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus Christ died by our sins, according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scripture. That is the gospel. Amen. I want to welcome everyone, wherever you may be, throughout the world, receiving this live broadcast. I have on the set with me Terry Brown, who's going to read for me. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Doyle.
Thank you. We'll be reading, Terry will, from the book of Romans, chapter 2. And I'm going to read actually the first five verses again, and we'll pick up teaching on the sixth verse. Are you ready?
Ready. Romans chapter 2. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which doest such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds.
Amen. God will render to every man according to their deeds. But let me just remind you of something. In John chapter 5, the Father said he had committed all judgment to his son. And then the son said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to judge anyone. But there is something that's going to judge you. You can find that in John 12, verse 46 and 47. What's going to judge us are the words that Jesus Christ spoke. They will judge us in the last days. I appreciate God telling me what I can expect from him. After all, he owns the universe, he owns the earth, he owns everything, he created all of it. He has a right to correct us, judge us, but he tells us in advance, here is what you can expect. And that I appreciate about Jehovah and Jesus, his son. A man, seated at his right hand, making intercession for us. So verse 6, you can expect what the word says. God will render to every man and woman. When he speaks of man, that's man and woman. According to our deeds. However we perform, however we walk, we're going to be judged. We're going to be corrected by the word of God. And later, if we won't receive correction, we'll be cut out. And that's Hebrews chapter 12. And that's not fun, folks. Many stiff-necked, hard ears, hard heart, hard of hearing, will rebel against God's words. You'll regret it. You'll pay. One day, you'll receive correction. If you don't receive correction, you'll be cut out of the body of Christ. And only God knows where you go from there. What about verse 7?
Right. Verse 7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life.
Amen. That's a great thing. Read that again.
To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek...
Patient continuance.
Yes.
Patient continuance. patient, continuous in well-doing. What's well-doing? Being led by the Spirit of God, doing what God tells you, never getting out of that. You know, Romans chapter 12, we'll get into later, but it says there's a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And God will tolerate a lot. He's just that way. He's long-suffering. But one day, oh, he'll let you get by with good, then acceptable, and then perfect. Perfect. And he will bring you to that perfect will of God. So get ready. Your day will cease where I'm going to take a day off and go and fish for black bass. Oh, that was me. I love black bass fishing. In North Texas, especially Collin County, I have access to every pool of water that I wanted to fish in. I happen to have been a veterinarian, and I knew the landowners, and they liked to make me happy. So I carried my rod and reel in my car, and if I had 30 minutes, I'd stop and make a few casts. Had some wonderful places to fish. You know what? God let me fish one other time, I think, after I sold my practice. That was it. You've had enough. I took Terry by up to Lake Texoma fishing, and we caught, oh, I don't know how many, 7 or 9 fish in 45 minutes. And then I let Terry, his desire to fish at 4 o'clock, keep me laying on a concrete picnic table. I was impatient, kept my mouth shut. I knew what he wanted. You know what? We went out there at 4 o'clock. We had a guide. Never caught a fish. I said, Terry, I should have said we go home at about 10:30. Then I'd had a lot more fun, and you would have too. But I am a patient, long-suffering person. Got that from God. God didn't penalize me, nor Terry. But he taught Terry something. Do the will of God. And that's what I do. Now, continue.
Can I throw something in here?
Sure, put it up.
At first, laying some of those things down and doing the will of God is maybe not what you would choose or what you want to do. But as you do that, your desires get changed. You don't have too much desire to go black bass fishing today anymore, do you?
No, I don't even have
but
a rod and reel.
But he changes those desires where it's a joy to do the will of God. But you have to obey him, and he'll work in your heart and turn it around.
Takes time. God is merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. Let's go on.
To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life.
See, that patience, that continuance in well-doing brings honor on you. That says glory, right?
Yes.
That word's honor. That brings the honor of God on you. What's the next word?
Glory and honor.
Oh, boy.
And immortality.
Glory and honor. And immortality and
eternal life,
right? That's how you get it, folks. You'll have to obey. You have to. I understand how much fun it is to rebel. I understand. 1958, 26 years of age, 4 years U.S. Navy, and 2 years university. I'd been accepted School of Veterinary Medicine. The Lord visited me August 1, 1958, scared the daylights out of me, written about on my website, said, I don't want you to be a veterinarian. I want you to be a minister of the gospel. I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe God would be talking that way. Guess what? I went ahead. God allowed me to do so. Entered the School of Veterinary Medicine. Graduated in 1962. Had a very successful practice in Texas. Very successful. In 1969, at the top of my game, 37 years of age. I mean the top. I was recognized by colleagues as one of the top ones. And God said, sell it. Sell your veterinary practice. Sell your property. Sell your farms. Sell your cattle. Sell your horses. Obey me. 37 years of age. Guess what? I knew that conversation that took place between Jesus and I in June and July of 1969, I knew I had to sell it, obey him, if I wanted to live. There was no doubt about it. I had colleagues, I had family members that tried to talk me out of what I was doing. I said, listen, this is God. Oh, Doyle, we're spiritual, not you. They didn't have to say it. They thought better. They wouldn't have been traveling 500-600 miles to talk to me about it. They wouldn't have been calling the University of Missouri, director of clinics, a good friend of mine, Dr. Ebert, and asking him, can't you do something for Doyle? And Dr. Ebert said to them, look, if Doyle thinks it's right, it'll be right. Thank God. Yeah. Next.
All right, verse 8. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath.
Notice, a contentious person will not obey the truth. That's what I was. Contentious. I didn't want to do what God told me. But he had mercy on me. He had a plan for my life. But one day, 1969, 11 years later, 58, he said, sell it and obey me. And I did. Contention. People contend with the word. They contend with the truth. They do what they want to. It's not wise, folks. But God will eventually say, that's it. You're going to do what I want. Then you're going to kick against the bricks more. Oh, you'll think one day you're so cool. Everything's good. Everything's settled in heaven. God is happy. He's happy with me. Bingo. God says, let's see, there were some sins you committed in the days of that rebellion. And let's look at them. Look at them? Well, yes. Let's bring them up before you. Let's bring those secret sins up where I see them and I will show them to you. Oh, no. That's not God. Oh, yes, that is God. You see, the one God loves, he chastises. If you receive chastisement or correction, you'll be happy. And no chastisement is fun. It's all grievous. But afterwards, you receive the peaceable fruit of righteousness. It's a lot. Real nice. That's where I walk now. Nothing but fun. I have fun. Yes, I get corrected every day or two. But I just keep on walking. What are we going to do next?
Verse 9. Tribulation, yes, and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile.
Tribulation. Anguish. upon every what that does soul that does evil, right?
Upon every soul of man that doeth evil.
Right. Is that not wild? What? There's another word in that.
Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile.
Jew first and also of the Gentile. Now, let's read those two. Or that may be one verse.
Together, 8 and 9.
Right, yes, 8 and 9, right.
But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile.
Right. I wanted to pick, or God did, wanted to pick up a word there. Do unrighteousness, right?
Right.
Well, righteousness, my friend, is by faith. And all, upon all that believe. See, righteousness, you have to believe and follow Jesus, taking up your cross daily and following him. And it'll be in the spirit and living by faith. And that's where your righteousness comes from, your faith. Your faith will be imputed to you for righteousness' sake. Not your, look at me, I'm so good. None of us are good. No, not one. We'll get up to that, the third chapter. Let's go.
Verse 11, for there is no respect of persons with God.
That's terrible, isn't it? No respect of person. In my earlier days, obeying God, in my arrogance, really, ignorance. God wanted me to do, he told me to do something. I didn't want to do it. I'd been used to being my own boss. The longest I ever worked for anybody was 4 years in the Navy. Then you don't do anything on your own unless you want trouble. But now, I've been very successful. I need to make a decision of my own. I said to God, in my stupidity, well, can I not be right just one time? He said, never, never, never. I got the message. I thought that was emphatic, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Never, never, never. You mean you can hear God that way? Well, yeah, I can hear God that way. How do you think this ministry functions all these years? Because I've been obeying God. Amen. Next.
Verse 12. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law.
You know, it doesn't matter. You're going to perish whether you have the law or whether you don't. You'll be judged in the law. But everyone is going to die, except some of us that are going to meet Jesus in the air. You say, you know that? I'm pretty sure of it. I'm pretty sure of it. And I'm going to meet Jesus in there. And guess what? I'm pretty sure that a whole bunch that walk with me will be in there with me. Amen? Then I also know a bunch that are in the grave will be there with us. But I don't believe I'll ever die. No, I don't. I don't believe those who walk with me will. I believe we'll meet Jesus in there. Now, I'm not guaranteeing anything. I'm just telling you where I'm at. Okay? Next.
Right, verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
That's an amazing statement. You know that?
Yes.
If you can do that law, every jot and tittle, you'll be justified. I wouldn't try it. Next.
What does it say? If you break one, you're guilty of all?
That's what it says. And I broke one, and I was guilty of all. And when I saw that I was judged of all, it frightened me. It humbled me. I thought, you're kidding. You mean if I have broke one of these commandments, the 10, I'm judged of every one of them? Well, that's not fair. You're right. It's God. Remember, folks, you learned a lot from me if you listen. You see, people said, well, God's not fair. You're right. He's God. Get a revelation of what God is. He's God. Fairness doesn't enter into this. He's God. You worship him in spirit and truth. You obey him because he's God. Don't use your words to define him. He's God, that's all. Hebrews 11:6, amazing verse. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we must come to him believing that he is God. Not fair. He's God. And he's a rewarder of everyone that please him.
Diligently seek him.
Oh, diligently. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Seek him. See? He's God. Amen. Where are we at next?
Verse 14. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves.
Let's read that one more time. Listen to this. All right?
For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves.
You hear that? Next verse tells it.
Verse 15. Which show the work of the law written in their hearts. Their conscience also bearing them witness. And their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another.
Amen. The law is in the Gentile's heart. Every one of us. And we're born with it. God did that because he wanted to. And guess what? The law will prove, will show you that the law in your heart will show you, pardon me, the law is there by this. You accuse and you excuse. You accuse and you excuse. Well, I didn't mean it. I didn't want to do it. No, I didn't want to. The law is in your heart, says you did. And that's the law in you is what makes you do it. Accuse and excuse. That was a beautiful thing once I could accept that. The law in me. You know, something that happened to me once sitting at a lake praying. I started delivered my heart from the Ten Commandments. It says in the book of Romans 7, I think, the law is holy and spiritual. We are in Romans. The Ten Commandments are spirits. They're not words written on a stone. They're spirits. And I started delivering myself from the Ten Commandments. The amazing thing. Oh, it'll happen to you someday.
46 minutes.
Oh, we got six? Well, I think then we better be having a song from Terry Brown. And I think that's what the cross is for. Is that correct?
Thank you.
Is your mind confused and cluttered? Life has your back against the wall. Mercy's been there in the shadows. Your heart won't let him in at all. There's a cross of pain where Jesus bore the burden of your sin. A place where dying deep inside, new life wells up again. He wants to ease your pain, eternal life you'll gain. He's standing by your door. That's what the cross is for. Oh, my friend, I've been where you are, lost in that cold and lonely place. Your mind is filled with such despair. Pain is etched upon your face. Listen, child, the answer is the cross you'll find. Jesus, there is new. Oh, I too was lost. I've been set free. He'll do the same for you. He wants to ease your pain. Eternal life you'll gain. He's standing by your door. That's what the cross is for. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Jesus. We praise you, worship you, bless your holy name. Thank God. Jesus believes your pain, eternal life you'll gain. He's standing by your door. That's what the cross is for. What the cross is for.
Thank God. At the beginning of this broadcast, we taught you the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. How that Jesus died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scripture. If you believe that in your heart, receive that and believe it in your heart, you're saved. You're born again. If you believe that in your heart, I want to hear from you. Email me at gospel@noeldavidson.com.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.